we get literary for today's GeoQuiz. The Millennium series by Swedish writer Stieg Larsson has sold more than 20 million copies around the world. The trilogy of crime novels includes The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, The Girl Who Played with Fire, and The Girl Who Kicked the Hornet's Nest. The books are published shortly after Stieg Larsson's death in 2004 of a heart attack. There were rumors, later discounted, that his death wasn't from natural causes. He reportedly had powerful political enemies. Stieg Larsson credited American and British crime fiction authors among his influences, but one of the strongest inspirations came from children's literature, the fictional girl heroine Pippi Longstocking. Now, for our GeoQuiz today, we want you to name the Swedish city Larsson was working in when he died. The answer's coming up in a few minutes. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Today's GeoQuiz takes us to the stomping grounds of the late Swedish crime writer Stieg Larsson. We're looking for the city that the 50-year-old Larsson was living and working in when he died of a heart attack in 2004. The answer is Stockholm. The popularity of Larsson's Millennium series has spawned a new literary tour of this renowned Scandinavian city. Producer Jake Warga went along on the tour.
I'm Gabriella Cerchiari, and I'm a qualified tourist guide of Stockholm. And the Millennium Tour is a tour that shows the places of the book, the trilogy of Millennium, written by Stieg Larsson. We're now on the southern island of Stockholm, which is Södermalm. And this is where Michael Blomqvist buys his apartment, and that is why they start the Millennium Tours here. And the regular tours are, yes, in Swedish and English, but then you have all these other groups coming. Spanish, Italian, French, German, Portuguese, Finnish, Russian. Okay, so now we've reached Il Tempo, which is the Italian restaurant that they use as Samir's Gryta. So now we're going to go to the coffee bar that today is called Mellqvist Coffee Bar. This is a quite popular coffee bar. Sweden and Swedish people is the coffee drinking people. You go into a bar, you sit down, and you drink one cup, second cup, a third cup, and there you sit drinking your coffee. So it's a very traditional thing to do. So Stieg Larsson, he spent lots of time down here in this coffee bar with his Macintosh. He was a workaholic. He drank coffee all the time, and he smoked cigarettes all the time. I don't know if you know how he died, but he had moved this office to another area. The office was sitting five floors up. And this morning he came to the office. The elevator didn't work and he had to climb the five stairs. And he did so, and when we got up at the fifth floor, he got a massive heart attack and he died. Here we have Bellmansgatan. And this is where Michael Blomqvist lived. And Blomqvist, Kalle Blomqvist, was a detective. It's a children's story written by Astrid Lindgren, who was the writer of Pippi Longstocking, if you've heard of her. Because if you look at Lisbeth Salander, you will find that her character is very similar to Pippi Longstocking. If you look at Pippi Longstocking, she's about 10 years old, very thin. She's not very good at social life, you know, to socialize with other people. She's very rich because she's got this bag filled with golden coins. Then she's very strong. You know, she lifts her horse without any problems. Lisbeth, she doesn't know, even though she's in her 20s, she doesn't know how to act with other people. She's very small, thin, but she's strong. She fights off all these big guys, you know, managed to escape. She's very rich because thanks to her computer. He might have thought about her, but he thinks that she might have been while she would have grown up. Lisbeth was bisexual. And today, now this year, they voted in the church, and so the homosexuals can get married in church today. Not just have their so-called partnership. Now they can do the religious ceremony also. Sweden is known to be a quite calm country, and nothing much happens here, you know, and then all of a sudden these books come out and show Sweden in a different way. I wouldn't say that this is as it is, you know. I walk on my own in the middle of the night to get back home. I can take the subway, I can take the bus, even at 1 o'clock in the morning. I think that most Swedes takes it as a fiction. even though it might make them start thinking.